It's Comedy at the Carlson Cast with your host, Mr. Vinny Paulino. Sitting next to him is the moderately bearable Brian Ball. I am the equally sleepy and adorable Nick Lavasser. And today we have the incredibly funny Mr. Jay Farrow. Now let's send it over to your host, Mr. Vinny Paulino.
I'm not going to lie, he did a better job at that intro than I thought he was going to do this morning.
He put a little sexy stank on your name.
Mm-hmm. This young man walked in here like The Walking Dead today. How you doing, Nick?
Death incarnate.
I'm sleepy, but I'm a professional who's being eaten by the light!
All right, this is going well. Uh-huh. Glad to have you here this morning, Nick. Brian Ball, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Vinny.
Today we have a very, very interesting performer coming in.
One of my favorite SNL alums, actually.
A lot of people. And it shocked me that so many people really, really like him. Many classic sketches.
Are you saying you don't?
No, I very much did, but I didn't realize he was people's top five.
Oh, no, yeah, he's great.
Like, I mean, when
he's
you think really of the canon that is SNL, there's a lot of names to be in those
gun scriptures. Yeah.
You go back to Bill Murray, Eddie Murphy, Belushi, Aykroyd, Mike Myers, Dana Carvey, Adam Sandler, Chris Farley. Yeah.
But I mean of the recent generations.
Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, well, of course, she's a local. We have to say that. Yeah, we're contractually obligated. We'll get thrown
out of
the city.
She won't admit she's from Rochester, but we know you are, Kristen.
Well, she's from Canandaigua or Farmington. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, just gross either way around. I guess I kind of understand why she never comes back now.
Yeah.
Canandaigua?
Yeah, I lived there. It was awful.
Yeah, would you come back to Farmington? No.
They have the little racetrack thing. They have a horse track.
Good for them.
Kristen Wiig might like horses.
A lot of heroin.
You get your heroin, Kristen. Mm. Yeah.
You're famous now.
Our famous ambassador to heroin, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Our famous local ambassador.
I really want to get an angry letter from the mayor of Farmington. If they have a mayor. Do they have a mayor?
No. Please. It's a cow. It's whoever wins.
It's a sentient cow.
Yeah. It's like whoever wins the fair that year.
Right now, there's someone in the offices at the town of Farmington just sending an angry fax. They don't have the internet.
Our mayor is not chosen.
They still have dial-up. This hasn't booted yet.
Solid point. How would they know about this? Yeah. But Jay Farrow coming in today.
Funny guy.
I watched a video of him yesterday where he did a 6-minute freestyle rap as Eminem.
Wow.
That was shockingly incredible.
Vinny.
Yeah.
Use your phone.
Hey, listen, we have somebody who's coming in to help with the tech stuff, so he's here.
Oh, cool.
Let's do our sponsors real quick.
Yeah.
And we're going to be right back with Jay Farrow. Today's show is brought to you by Iron Smoke Whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Mm. We have drinking problems.
Iron Smoke Whiskey, available in two varieties, Applewood Smoked Whiskey and Rattlesnake Rosie's Apple Pie Whiskey. Delish. Let's talk about Sapori, shall we, boys?
Put it in me.
Put it in Nick, baby. Put it in Nick as well as my mouth.
Let's just move on from that.
Yeah, Nick, we might have to rethink this slogan. Yeah.
Well, I see, it's nice when it's just me. You have to make it weird.
Yeah, that's all on you, Vin.
Yeah.
That one's all on you.
Still going to eat a lot of Sapori. It's available at the Powers Building Atrium, the Tennis Club of Rochester, or your very special event. And you could also have it delivered. Order it on Grubhub, baby. They'll bring it right over to you. I'm not sure about Uber Eats, but I'm sure they're getting there.
I have not looked.
You could get yourself some Sapori.
And maybe if you tip them enough, they might just bring it to you in the bath. I can't promise that.
How would you go about setting up such a liaison, Nick?
You just tip really high on Grubhub.
You just tip really high and they'll bring it to you in your bathtub?
Well, you tip really high, but then in the special notes part.
I'm in the bath.
Yeah, I'm in the bath. And then you maybe send a screenshot with a map of your
third door on the right.
Yeah.
Don't knock.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Huh?
I would probably end up in a Taft like situation.
Like I say, you would be grafted into that bathtub.
I will tip you extra well if you could bring it to me in the bathtub and help me out of it.
That is beautiful.
Please, bring a hammer.
Please bring straps.
Sapori.
Everybody's bugging me today. So Sapori Cafe Catering, we love them. And let's not forget our last sponsor of the morning, Three Heads Brewing. Do we love Three Heads Brewing, Nick?
Yeah.
More than our children.
I love Three Heads Brewing. I got to see the Thursday night artist in residency show last week, and it was fantastic. Check it out. Three Heads Brewing. Go to the brewery on Atlantic Avenue.
Yeah, check it out. It's cool.
You will have a great time.
Very cool place to hang out.
You cannot get beer fresher. You really can't. Jeff pours it all through his beard, just right into your glass.
Filters it. Yeah, they save money that way. It's cost effective.
Delicious. Delicious. Threeheadsbrewing.com. Find them on Facebook, Instagram. Buy a six-pack at Wegmans if you don't believe me. Just try it out. And, folks, we are going to be back in just a minute or two with our good buddy, Jay Farrow, who we've never met before.
Soon to be good buddy.
Yes. Here's hoping.
We're going to be BFFs now. Time for a commercial.
Watching comedy at the Carlson Cast. Be sure to watch us on Facebook Live Friday mornings and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Carlson Cast. Also, you can listen to the audio version on Google Play and iTunes. Now, you can also check out exclusive content on YouTube. Now, we're going to head back over to the studio for today's interview.
Hey everybody, we are back and we are welcoming our special guest today in studio, Jay Farrow, everybody.
What's up? All right, I need to change this. Okay, cool. All right, cool. That's what's, what's going on, man?
Hey, Jay, how you doing today? Man. Thanks for coming to Rochester. We're glad to have you.
Come on. Ain't no problem, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Is this your first time up here?
That's my second time.
Second time?
I was here. Is it second or third? God dang it, it might be. I just know Northern. I'm sorry. I group Northern New York, like upstate New York, with the same, like Syracuse,
sure.
Rochester.
Lump us all in there together. Yeah, that's cool.
They all just blend together.
Yeah, but you know, y'all are cool though. Y'all's crowds are cool. Some places you go, they just be really dry and corny. You be like, well, damn, I was going to smash, but now, nope. So, yeah, man, I appreciate last night's show was real fun. It was packed, and it was good for a Thursday. I think this whole weekend might sell out, man.
That is the worry for those of you watching who haven't gotten your tickets yet. 5854 Comedy or Comedy CarlsonComedy.com. I really do know the name of the website. Just a lot of C's and everything around here, and just a lot of noises all the time. It's hard on the ears, you know.
I understand.
Alliteration. It's not my strong suit.
I love your setup, man.
Thank you. Appreciate
I love
that.
The fact that you like. I'm looking here. I see the Avengers. I see. I see Power Rangers when they were good.
Yep.
I see Godzilla. The Green Ranger was the best. Everybody wanted to be Tommy.
Everyone wanted.
No, listen. Jason was like when we saw Jason on screen, we were like, I'm not really feeling him.
Back there?
Dude, yeah, it's the Green freaking Ranger.
I remember. Even see.
Go Power Ranger.
Oh, green screen. He's invisible.
Go Power Ranger. Oh, it actually looks
there's
orange.
There's a Power Rangers hole in my chest.
It looks orange. It's green. I swear it's green. Green.
Here, Brian, you can hold it.
What the hell? That's so dope.
Give it to Jay Farrow.
Oh,
you want a Green Ranger?
It's a mystique Green Ranger. You see how it was changing? Yeah, look at Tom. Let me not touch his nuts.
Jay Farrow, that's your Green Power Ranger.
Really?
Now, my friend, you could have that guy.
Oh, my God. Yo, I'm so...
My gift to you.
You've made my damn day. I'm so sad. I love Tommy. I used to want to be Tommy so bad.
And then
he turned into the White Ranger, and then he had Saba, the little talking little thing, but the words would never match up with his mouth. The words would never...
The genius of that show was they just produced all of the action sequences and fighting sequences.
From Japan, right?
From Japan. Yeah. And they just filmed a bunch of kids on the shittiest sets they could possibly find.
Yeah, and it was clearly some racial things happening there. Like the Yellow Ranger was Asian.
Yeah.
The Black Ranger the Pink Ranger, she was pink. She was the girly one.
Right,
She was pink, and then the nerd was blue, and then the leader was red, and he was he Indian? Was he Native American or something?
Looked like he could have been, but
yeah, you put a headband on him, you could probably fool some people.
Yeah.
Little headband,
yeah.
I see.
I know Tommy was, man. I remember Goldar. That was my favorite character.
Yeah.
Goldar, I'm Goldar. The Rangers. Rangers will never. Ironically, sounds like a morph version of Triple H.
A little bit.
I am the gamer.
Just added in the end of everything.
He added us where they didn't need to be. Listen, I am the most dangerous man in sports entertainment. I am that damn good. And he'd shake, and his head would be shaking, and you see the hair be, and he'd be like, gamer. And I went on his Instagram, and I put gamer in, like, I actually commented at, like, 20 likes. I was like, oh, people know it. Yeah, man. I'm a dude.
We're going down a rabbit hole today. I love this.
I'm a 90s head, yo. Like, yo, freaking Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Oh, shit.
O-Mac from Legends of the Hidden Temple. He said,
Nick's going to hurt himself.
Oh, shit. Yo, man, O-Mac from Legends of the Hidden Temple and LeBron James are twins. Like, they have the same fucking head. Like,
they do have the
heads.
Same head. You're right.
It's the first time I saw LeBron. I was like, oh, he's about to send me on a mission. He's like, the Blue Barracudas. Oh, man. Rocco's See Modern that? Life, dude.
Oh, we go all day with Rocco's.
My gosh. Like, the Filbert with the Jewish turtle and then the
Oh, Heffa, my gosh. We're going too far.
Yeah. I mean, come on. This okay, cool.
Right. Oh, no. I wasn't telling you we were going too far. I was about to go down a Rocco's Modern Life rabbit hole with you.
Dude, please.
And just enjoy it.
And while we're talking about that, let's talk about Doug. Let's talk about how out of black people were green. Quail. Like, why? Like, Skeeter was clearly the black one, but he was green.
He was blue.
He beat my
to be fair, he was blue.
Yeah. Okay.
The rotten kid who was probably abused as a child was green.
White trash people were
He was
green.
Like lime green. He looked
the bully was lime green.
Yeah.
That's funny. I'm gonna cream you. I'm gonna cream you.
Now say that today, and somebody's gonna be like, "You gay?" Like, you can't pause.
It'd be handy if bullies were green, though. You'd see them coming.
Oh, my.
That'd be great if everyone who was a dick was just neon green.
Yeah. You'd be like, oh, man, this motherfucker's glowing. He's bad for the community.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. It's how you can tell a kid has a bad home life, if they're just green.
Dude.
That's how you can tell. So, Jay Farrow, stand-up comedy. How long you been doing stand-up?
Shoot. Since I was 15. I was about 15
years. You stepped on stage for the first time when you were 15?
Yeah.
Get out of town. Like, how'd you decide to do that?
It was more like a Joe Jackson situation with my dad. He was like, yo, you're gonna do this. I was like, all right, I guess so, daddy, since you since you give me food, you gives me foods and nice eats and things. So I just got on stage. It was a competition. Out of the whole thing, I got like, I think, fifth place. But it was like a talent competition. With actors, rappers and singers.
Yeah.
And I don't care what you do, you're not going to be a singer. You can't. Like, especially in a black crowd. Like, oh, if you can hit some riffs, oh, it's over.
Right.
Like,
it's an applause break. Everybody's over with.
First prize. So I didn't do that. I just came out and I did impressions. I did Bernie Mac. And I would always talk about references. I would always talk about shit that was happening right now.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? And that was my act. Just talk about current events as other people. That was my act at first.
You're kidding me.
It's
so
not
it was
that
just,
now, but it
so
was.
So right. Was Bernie Mac your first impression?
Bernie Mac was not my first impression. I had done impressions before.
It was Goldar.
Yeah. Rangers. I just had to do that again.
Please. Good.
My first impression was Gilbert Godfrey, Iago off Aladdin. That was my first one. Like, my very first impression. And, I mean, you want me to do it?
No.
I'm mounting!
Nobody wants you to do it. I'm just saying, so, like, your dad saw you doing the imitation of the obnoxious bird from Aladdin.
He didn't know until he knew. Like, he didn't know until that time that I did that. Like, everybody else, like, all the people at school, you know, my teachers, because I would impersonate them.
Sure.
So they knew. But he didn't. No, he didn't know. My uncles knew. Because I was kind of, I guess it's kind of shy to do bits around the person who's kicking your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, look, AJ's laughing because
it's not
understands.
A good crowd.
You know, so, I mean, I was a little intimidated to perform in front of my mom and my dad. But everybody else, they knew about it. They knew I could do it. You know, my uncles, they knew. They never beat me. So, you know.
Well, you know, they had faith in you.
Well, a couple of them. Did they beat me? No, they didn't.
All right. So, yeah. Well, that's a walk down memory lane. Let's go back to Power Rangers. Jesus Christ, you're making me sad.
It's getting pretty dark up in here.
No, so like you do this talent contest. Mm-hmm. You have some fun with it. You come in fifth place and like you pursue it. You just decide you're going to pursue stand-up, or was it just like a one-time thing, or did you get...
Yeah, it was, at first it was like, okay, I could keep going with this. Like, I did a few shows after that, and they were, like, at my church and maybe at school, and then I chilled for, like, a good 6-7 months. My mom was like, what are you going to do with your comedy thing, because you're good at that? And I was like, I guess I'll keep going. So then we had Thoroughgood, comedy club in Virginia Beach. Like, I went out there. I won competition out there.
Wow.
And I just kept around the area, around Virginia. Not a lot of rooms.
Sure.
But I just kept going up until I was 18 and I could finally get into the Funny Bone. When I got in the Funny Bone when I was 18, I did that for like...
Which is not an easy thing to do, by the way.
No,
just in general. It's not, especially for a teenager.
Yeah, no. They refused to let me in until I was 18. So I had to hit other places and like get my stuff off. And finally, when I got in there, 6 months later, this dude named Freeze Love, one of my comedic buddies, Paul Farmer, he's going to road with Charlie Murphy, he saw me, and he was like, I'm going to introduce you to Charlie. And I was like, who is this dude? You know what I mean? I don't know this dude. And then I realized that he was the guy from Malcolm and Eddie. And I was like, oh, he might be legit. And then when Charlie came to the Funny Bone when I was 19, that next February, he was like, yeah, man, shit, it's funny as hell, nigga. So, yeah, man, I'm going to take you on the road with me, bitch. You ready? And I said, yeah, dog, just don't rape me because that's how you look.
A little bit. Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in... No, that's my dude, man, Charlie Murphy. But then he took me on the road for 3 years. And then when I was 21, we kind of stopped. And then I got SNL when I was 22. So I've had this roller coaster of things that have happened since I've been a teenager.
I mean, if we're going to break that down, these things don't happen to everybody in the comedy world.
No, you got to stay persistent, man. Like, I was just persistent with it. I mean, what the hell was I going to do? Like, wait, break bricks? You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like,
work at Burlington Coat Factory the rest of my life? Nah, fuck your layaway.
I think a lot of us do stand up because that's all we can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we're not equipped for any other situation in life.
No, it's like, all right, of course I got the acting thing, but if I wasn't in entertainment, I don't know what the hell I'd be doing right now.
Yeah.
I'd be, and my name is Jared. And that sucks.
Yeah.
It's not
that's one strike right there.
Eat fresh.
It's not a good...
Jared's a pretty good like sales guy name. You probably do sales.
Let's be honest. It's a good white person's name.
Sure.
Jared.
You're not the face that comes to my mind when I hear, hi, this is Jared.
Yeah, no.
That's not what I'm imagining on the other end of the phone.
I don't sell jewelry. I don't touch kids. I'm out of the bracket. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't do that. You know what I mean? That's what you think of when you think of Jared. And we have the same initials, which is really fucked up.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
Jared Fogle.
Yeah.
Jared Farrow. But the P, I do. My stage name is Farrow. But my actual government is Farrow, but with an F. So, And my name means a litter of pigs. But then Farrow means royalty. And Jay and Jared are two different things. So,
a litter of royal pigs.
Your fancy pigs.
Yeah, that bacon is expensive.
Some nice bacon.
That's Sutterberg's candy bacon. Oh.
Oh. Yeah. So I want to ask you a quick question on Saturday Night Live. You really got one of the most iconic parts on that show of all time.
Oh,
whenever you play the president. It's a different level. I mean, it's opening monologue, the biggest part of the show. When they first tapped you for that, were you, I mean, obviously you're thrilled, but like, how do you prepare for doing something like that?
For Obama or just the show in general?
Well, I mean, I'm talking about for Obama because I know we don't have a lot of time with you this morning and I'm really interested in that. I mean, when you play the President of the United States, it's not just like one of those sketches that gets shared around a little bit. Like it makes the news, it makes I mean, it's a big deal.
How do you prepare? Well, Lorne Michaels just basically looks at you and he goes, get your Obama ready. And you're like, oh, okay. I guess I'll get my Obama ready. But I had it. I had an impression before, but I guess I refined it through
you
the
just
SNL.
Tuned it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because at first I was doing Obama real nasally, like, I'm and then it was and
right.
Now I'm back here, so I use this. And at first it was like all nasal.
Right.
And Steve Higgins kind of helped me with that.
He was kind of a nerdy thing.
Yeah.
Like, just kind of a nerdy take on
it.
He
was like, talk from the back of your throat and don't use your nose. I was like, hey, this sounds weird. This is a weird conversation to have with a grown man. But hey, man, let's do it. Okay.
Are you ever tempted just to call the White House and do that voice and just say, like, I'm going to be back in a week?
I would say this. Trump is fucking up the nation. And I'm coming back. And, you know, deal with it, bitch. That's what I really want to say.
Right.
I had this character. I had this character that I created in 2009 called Chuck Obama. It was Barack Obama's subconscious. Right? And I went and I was like, yo, I said, we should do this. I told SNL, I was like, yo, man, we should do this, man. Like, this could be big. They were like, nah, Fred's still doing it. He's got the whole Rock Obama thing. So we kind of covered that. I was like, it's totally different. Fast forward to 2 years after I got the show, Key and Peele did that anger translator sketch and got Emmys off of it. I was like, well, all right, I can go to Mad TV now. But it's, I mean, no, nah, but it, you know, it, I just, now, when you see me do Obama now, it's just, I mean, it's me doing it. Like, it's my material, so it ain't, it's not uniform to fit a certain,
yeah.
Oh, I can't curl, I can't say this, I have to be diplomatic, fuck that. I'm totally off the rails with my Obama impression now, so. Now, I don't give a fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's different.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, man.
I got some questions from some people watching this right now. I'm going to combine these ones. This one comes from Renetta Thomas.
Yeah.
She'd like to know your address, Renetta, phone number, and when she could get together with you.
Oh, wow.
There is no picture attached.
Hi, Renetta. First of all, how's Renetta? Is she? I can't see.
I'm going to Facebook stalk her here real quick for you.
Yeah, go ahead. Look, because Renetta, that don't sound like a Caucasian lady. There's not going to be no white chicks named Renetta. You know what I mean?
She's a viewer here, so I'm going to say, I don't know. What do you think, AJ?
No comment from AJ.
Okay.
No comment
from AJ. So that's up to you. But if you want her number, we can take care of it.
Thank you so much for your love. I really do appreciate that.
Odd enthusiasm.
I haven't seen anything.
I'm not saying I approve. I'm not saying I disapprove. I don't want Renata to run up on me later.
Renata
sounds big. If she can run up on you, it just sounds intimidating.
If she gets behind you, you're going to eat some floor. That's all I'm going to say. If she gets behind you, you're going to go down.
Oh,
Renata, come to a show this weekend.
Yes,
say hello to
yes.
Jay.
Please come to a show, Renata. I'll definitely say what up and everything, and I appreciate your love.
This one is kind of a combo question from a couple of people. They all want to know, what is your favorite impression that you do? What's someone that you enjoy
Jay
doing
Farrell.
Most?
That's my favorite impression.
Yeah.
I love being myself.
Jared Farrell.
You spent a lot of
Jared
years working
Farrell.
On that character.
Yeah, it's just like a lot. Nah, if you really want to know the facts, man, I think the ones that are fun are the ones that nobody really asked me to do.
Sure.
Like you Richard Pryor and you Jason Statham's and fucking this off-brand Trump. That's fun when I do. I do all these people. Yeah.
Okay.
I would love to hear Jason Statham.
Oh, sure. Of course you do. Jason Statham. Listen, here's the thing. Listen, I'm Jason Statham. Who are you? I have sex on top of your corpse with my wife. Just, have you seen her? She looks better than your wife. You know how many times I didn't pull out of that?
So, that's the end. Cool. So
I'm not going to lie. That is a lot. Would probably be a lot of fun to go in and out of on a daily basis.
Dude, I did this joke. I said on Kimmel. I said he looks like he laughs like this. So, I mean, that's just the ones that nobody...
Richard Pryor is a fun one to do. Nobody ever asked me to do this shit. And I say, y'all can suck my motherfucking dick.
Like, it's just... It's
that is a way better Richard Pryor imitation than Mason's.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, we've reached it.
I'm sorry.
Dude.
I love Rain. Rain's a friend, but.
Dude.
That was.
That was so. Oh, man. I didn't. And it's not funny. It's like, dude, like that. It was sad. You know what I'm talking
about. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Dude, man, it's kind of like this. When your father is such an icon, I think you have to go so completely left that for people to accept you. You can't try to emulate him. Because a lot of people, okay, to a lot of the newer generation, of course, they don't know Pryor or whatever. Right. But some, like us comedy heads, of course, we love it. But if you're going to last, you can't be an imitation.
Not even a little bit.
Nah. And, dude, I felt sorry for him. And I hit up Steve, and I was like, dude, was that staged? He was like, nah. Nah, it wasn't.
They couldn't even rescue it.
Nah,
couldn't even edit it to rescue it.
Maybe.
God bless you, Mason.
I don't know. But here's the thing, though. When you get a lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
But when you do get booed, you either become a great or you become trasher.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know which way he's going to go, but I hope he keeps pursuing it. Like, I would like to see where he's been doing stand-up for years, though, dog.
That's what I heard. And, you know, and no knock on anybody, because I do not – the last thing I want to do is make fun. But I feel like I've never seen him do – that's like the only clip I've ever seen of the guy. So I really can't judge it too badly.
I mean, you can YouTube.
But the material
– yeah.
The material wasn't that strong, and it was a little bit of a – it was a little bit of an impression, it felt like.
Right.
A little bit.
I mean, you know, hey, look, on the brighter side, listen, I did the Apollo. I got standing ovation. So, yeah, baby.
Bow. And you probably did an imitation of Richard Pryor at that. It did pretty well.
My whole thing was talking like Pryor for every single minute. And they love that shit.
I got to get you out of here in 5 minutes, according to Mark, because you're going to go do some TV news. But I have one last question for you before you go.
Sure.
And this is an important one for us here at the show, because we have a lot of people who are getting into comedy that watch this.
Definitely.
Because we try to talk a lot clinically about stand-up with people. But
definitely.
I guess in 5 minutes, the last question I want to ask you is, Jay Farrow, you've done SNL, you've toured all over the country performing stand-up, you headline rooms, you started when you were 15 years old. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to someone who wants to step on stage for the very first time?
Don't be afraid to fail. You know, get out there and try material. Like, that's the only way you're going to figure this shit out. Like, you will not blow up playing anything safe. Don't play it safe. Go there. Have a strong opinion, but make sure, even if people don't agree with your opinion, they can still understand where you're coming from. So, but don't be afraid to fall flat in your face, because when you get up, it just makes you a better comedian.
And you will fall flat in your face.
And you will fall flat in your face. I mean, we've all done it.
Sure.
I'm not calling myself a great, but every comedian who is about their craft that has at some point bombed. And that's fine. And that's the scariest thing about stand-up, is bombing on stage and people booing you.
Yeah.
But once you get past that, what else is there? It's like pop. It's like, yo, once you lose your virginity, you all nervous about, oh, man, is it going to feel good? Whatever. Am I going to hit the spot like the old heads keep talking about? But once you get in there and you don't hit the spot the first time, or maybe you like me because I did. But, you know, once you finish that, once you get past that, man, it's just you can do anything. So don't be afraid to fail. And a comedian told me that when I was 17.
And don't be afraid to fail.
His name was Tommy something, and he was on Last Comic Standing. He got number 2, and his face looked like Woody Allen. Not Woody Allen, Woody from Toy Story.
Are you talking about Tom Cotter?
Different Woody.
Not Tom Cotter. Tom Cotter?
Is it Tom? He was on the second season.
I don't remember.
And he got second place.
I think Tom won it. I don't remember.
Maybe.
I don't remember.
He does this thing where his head shakes like this the whole time, like he's on energy drink or some shit like that. Have you seen those fuckers? They drink too much energy drink.
Yes.
And they're like, yeah, man. And they can't keep their shit from shaking.
I've been there.
Like, yeah. That you have?
Ryan. Just chain smoking a vape?
Tommy Ryan.
So okay.
Shout out to Tommy Ryan. He told me to never, he said, don't be afraid to fail.
That's a good advice.
And I think that was the best advice I ever had. And
well,
I've had some slips, God dang it. But, you know, you just dust yourself off, you become a stronger comic, and you just, you know, you morph, you evolve. It's all about evolution.
It's morphin' time.
You got a movie coming out next week, I hear?
Yep. Soderbergh film. It's called Unsane. It stars...
Oh, shit. I heard about that.
Boy, Nick.
You're blowing Nick's mind today.
Dude, it's Claire Foy, Juno Temple, Joshua Leonard, man, me. I'm number 3 on the freaking cast. I've never had that ever. So I'm co-starring with these people. I gotta
So it was nice meeting you this one time, Jay Farrow. It was a pleasure having you in the studio.
The next, call my agent if you want me to come in here, motherfuckers, next time.
That's what I'm going to say. And there's four more shows here at Comedy at the Carlson this weekend. CarlsonComedy.com or call 585-4-COMEDY. And please enjoy that Power Ranger.
I really am. Trust me, with
regards from me.
Yeah.
From me to you.
This is Tommy. I got Tommy. Y'all got the White Ranger over there, too?
I can bring you a White Ranger. Oh, I got an extra White Ranger you can have.
You don't have to break your neck, man. This is
good. Oh, Jay, I'm just going to bring you toys, my friend.
Oh, please.
I'm such a fan. I'm going to bring you toys. That's the end of the Carlson cast for this week. Come see Jay Farrow and his feature, AJ Foster. Stick your head in there, AJ, would you?
Very funny.
From Syracuse.
And he's my homie, too.
Just one of the funniest dudes ever. He's touring with Jay right now, so you cannot miss on this show. We'll see y'all at the Comedy at the Carlson tonight or tomorrow. We're out, Nick. Let's get out of here.
Peace.